From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. It shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with the president's decision, but said Congress had to step up its game.
I've tried to do my part to find comprehensive immigration reform, not only for the DREAM Act kids, but also for their parents. But the main thing I've tried to do is make sure that 20 years from now, we don't have 11 million more illegal immigrants. Fix it once and for all.
Congress will have 6 months to act if it wishes to continue to allow those affected to remain in the United States. Hurricane Irma is the most powerful storm ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the Category 5 storm has winds of up to 297 kph as it approaches the Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. Florida Governor Rick Scott told residents to get ready.
We are preparing for Irma to directly impact our state, and while it's still too early to tell exactly where the storm will hit, it is incredibly important that all Floridians keep a close eye on this incredibly dangerous storm. Do not sit and wait to prepare. Get prepared now.
Scott has ordered the suspension of road tolls across the state as residents begin to evacuate. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that winding up of military hysteria over North Korea could lead to a global catastrophe and a huge number of human casualties. He said a peaceful and diplomatic solution could only resolve the North Korean nuclear problem. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley wants the U.N. Security Council to vote on September 11th to impose tougher sanctions. This is VOA News. A U.N. agency says the number of Rohingya going into Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar now tops 123,000 people and rising. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports hundreds of new Rohingya refugees are streaming into Bangladesh daily. It says new arrivals are scattered in different locations inside southeastern Bangladesh, and an unknown number could still be stranded at the border. The mass exodus began on August 25th after Rohingya insurgents killed 9 police officers, triggering vicious reprisal attacks by the Myanmar community. UNHCR spokeswoman Dunia Aslam Khan says those who arrive in Bangladesh are in poor condition.
Many of them said that their homes and villages were set on fire, forcing them to flee. Some reported that their family members were burnt, or shot or slashed to death.
The International Organization for Migration says $18 million is urgently needed over the next 3 months to scale up life-saving operations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenyans will choose the country's new president for a second time in as many months on October 17th. The Independent Election and Boundaries Commission asked the country's Supreme Court to release a detailed ruling for its decision to annul the first election. Lawyer Charles Kanjama.
Maybe there's need for greater oversight, certain standards and strictness to ensure that whatever errors were committed last time are not repeated. But it will really be a tough task to ask brand new people to come into the secretariat and discharge a responsibility that they have no clue about.
President Kenyatta was declared the winner of the first poll. The IEBC said he defeated Raila Odinga by 1.4 million votes. Odinga and his opposition NASA coalition rejected the result and petitioned the Supreme Court for a new election. President Donald Trump's envoy to the United Nations laid out an argument Tuesday for the U.S. to declare the Iran in violation of its nuclear deal, but suggested the Trump administration may leave it up to Congress to decide whether to withdraw. In a speech to a conservative think tank, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said she didn't know which decision Trump would ultimately make. South Africa's opposition parties are not giving up on their quest to oust President Jacob Zuma, hitting him Tuesday on two fronts, the nation's highest court and a seating of parliament. These latest attempts come after Zuma's many long simmering corruption scandals have provoked the opposition to call 8 unsuccessful votes of no confidence against him. All were easily defeated by the large majority held by Zuma's powerful African National Congress. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.